You're an NFL general manager. Is Dez Bryant worth the headache at this point? 319-366-1600.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of Eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
Yeah, the Hawkeye defense has been on the radar all season, and we finally made a statement. Not just this game, but games past, but this game especially.
Welcome in. That was one of my all-time favorite Hawkeyes from one of my all-time favorite games, Colin Cole with ESPN's Holly Rowe on the turf at the Metrodome in the Twin Cities following Iowa's win over Minnesota in 2002. Colin's going to be with us on the program today. Todd Brommelkamp, Alex Kuhn with you till 7 o'clock. Welcome in. All three frequencies, 1600 AM. That's our historic main gym, heard all across eastern Iowa. We've also got 106.3 FM working for us in Iowa City and 107.5 FM here in Cedar Rapids. You can listen anytime, anywhere online, either by downloading the podcast of the show, or you can listen to the KGYM stream, kgymradio.com, said website. We mentioned Colin Cole coming up. He's going to be with us right off the bat at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk Iowa State football today with Alex Halstead of 24/7 Sports. Even though the Cyclones are not having their spring game this weekend, there's still plenty to discuss about the progress Matt Campbell and his program were able to make in the few weeks that they were able to practice. And our very final big hour brought to you by our good friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement coming up in the 6 o'clock hour today. James Daniels is going to join the program. We'll figure out how his draft preparations are going, what his plans are. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com will be here as well. And speaking of being presented by Two Rivers Bank and Trust, presenting the Friday edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. We appreciate their sponsorship. You can bank with them in Iowa City and Coralville. TwoRiversBank.com online as well. Lots to get to. We've got the NCAA handing down some new rules for the upcoming college football season. Hawkeye baseball is in progress right now. Game one of two today. Doubleheader in Lincoln at Haymarket Field, taking on the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Cedar Rapids Colonels and the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders are both in town tonight. Huge weekend for the Riders. Their final two regular season home games. Just 1 point out of the USHL final USHL playoff spot. The Colonels are undefeated. They rolled through Peoria in a four-game series, lost one of their better relievers to promotion today, but they're looking to get in as many games as possible with the Clinton Lumber Kings this weekend. Beginning tonight, it is, by the way, a Z102.9 Mug Club night, the very first one of the season. So if you're going to the game, 6:35 first pitch, gates open at 5:35. You can get your first draft beer for $6. And it comes in a refillable plastic mug. You get $3 refills all game long, and then every Friday home game, if you bring the mug back, you get $3 refills. So, big thank you to our friends right here in the building at Z102.9 for once again sponsoring Z102.9 Mug Club Night at the ballpark. I told you yesterday's weather was a mirage.
It was.
Not great out there today. It's going to get worse over the weekend, and I know they're keeping an eye on the weather, not only in Lincoln, but here in Cedar Rapids as well. Not exactly great baseball weather, but it is football weather.
It is football weather.
And there's a big football story today.
There is a big football story today, and it is the subject of our Emil's Hideaway poll question.
As we began the show today asking, if you're an NFL general manager, is Dez Bryant worth the headache right now? Yes or no? Emil's Hideaway is on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. It's always tough to see a franchise-defining player depart said franchise. But I don't get why people are surprised by this move. And I listened to the first hour of Will Cain's show today, and if you listen to this program, you know that I'm not the biggest member of Will Cain's fan club.
Neither am I.
But he's a Dallas Cowboys fan, and they're taking it hard today. And if you're a Cowboys fan, I completely understand it. But this is reminder number 1,792 just in the calendar year 2018 that professional sports is a business. And if something doesn't fit in the business model anymore, well, there's younger, cheaper replacements. And Dez Bryant's just the latest guy to figure that out. Does he still have plenty of game left in him? Absolutely. But a little bit of a personality, so to speak, a very expensive one. And Jerry Jones didn't get to owning the Dallas Cowboys out of pure luck. He knows what he's doing. He's a wise businessman. And the business decision was made today to part with Dez Bryant. If you're a Cowboys fan, pick up the phone and give us a call. 319-366-1600. How do you feel about knowing that Dez Bryant is going to be catching balls somewhere else? And in true Dez Bryant fashion today on Twitter, he's speculating about catching balls against the Cowboys not once but twice a season, which would mean he would stay in the division, get his payback, if you will, his pound of flesh. Yeah. Other people have been speculating, hey, the Bears need a receiver. I know there was talk of Dez Bryant going to Green Bay and combining with Aaron Rodgers. How much fun would that be? I'm a Packers fan. Not a whole lot of fun. What? I don't think I want anything to do with Dez Bryant, but I also don't think that that's a signing that Green Bay and its fans probably have to worry about happening, because we all know how Green Bay approaches spending lots of money on big-time available players, but that's another subject for another time.
Have people not seen Dez Bryant play the last 3 years?
He's not.
He can't catch the ball.
He's not young Dez Bryant anymore.
He has the second highest drop rate in the NFL. He's played one full season. He went over 1,200 yards three consecutive seasons, hasn't gone over 1,000 the last 3 years. He is not the same Dez Bryant. And when you have the headache, the enabling, the coddling that the Cowboys had to do for the better half of the first 3 years of Dez Bryant's time in Dallas, you are okay with that because he's really talented and he's going to produce on the football field. If he's not producing on the football field and he's a headache off the field and he can't catch and he's a step slower than he was and he's not producing, can't stay healthy, what is the point of having him on your team at the price that he's being paid? I pose that to you, Cowboy fans. 319-366-1600.
Well, we've got a Cowboy fan on the line. Let's keep it here in Cedar Rapids and bring Michael on. Michael, what do you think about Dez Bryant leaving the Cowboys?
You know, I'm okay with it. I know there are a lot of people losing their minds, and I think the first thing I want to point out is Dez has only been a Pro Bowler three times. So he's been our number one, but I don't think he's been an elite-level receiver for a really long time. And I still think Dez has gas in the tank, to be honest. I think this is part of the attrition of Tony Romo. Romo was more of a, I don't know, a pocket passer, high accuracy guy, you know, and he was a veteran. And so he could get Dez the ball wherever Dez was at. And Dez is not known as a great route runner. That's not news to anybody. So Dak, who's not a veteran, he's not that, you know, pocket passing accuracy guy. He's more of a pro style passer. He's going to be on the move. He needs guys that run precision routes. Dez isn't a precision route runner. So I think Dez could still go and be a great player for a team that has more of a, you know, precision passing quarterback that fits that mold. But if he's going to land somewhere, you know, like in Seattle, you know, I just don't think it's going to work for him. He needs someone kind of like that Tony Romo, who can really be a precision passer. So that's my thoughts.
Thanks for batting leadoff, Michael. 319-366-1600. You can follow him not only by picking up the phone and giving us a call, but you can use the Hertine & Stocker text line as well. Hertine & Stocker, located at 101 South Dubuque Street in Iowa City. We're going to put that number to good use today, by the way, because we've got one final pair of tickets. You want to think warm thoughts as the weather once again turns south on us? Hairball, playing outdoors at Veterans Memorial Stadium this June. We've got our final pair of tickets to give away to that concert. They are on sale, remain on sale, at kernels.com. You can get them at the Kernels ticket office, or you can buy them online, or you can just listen between now and 7 o'clock for your chance to win.
I'm going to be very interested to see where he ends up and if he can become. I don't think he's going to become an elite level receiver. He's been a very good receiver in the NFL, and at one point maybe he was in that top 10 to top 15 category. In fact, I know he was. But I'm just not sure that he has that left in him.
He doesn't need to be elite, though.
No, he doesn't, but...
We focus too much on elite.
I agree, but what kind of money is he going to be asking for? Is he going to be asking for what he has done in the past, what he did 3 years ago? Because if he is, then he's not gonna get paid
that. Everybody thinks they're worth more money than they actually are.
But my point is, we've seen contracts given out to players in the past for what they've done in the past because of what they've meant to the franchise. And it has to do with what they've done for the locker room, what they've done, like I said, for the franchise, how they represent themselves. For people, for Cowboys fans to think that the same was going to be done for this guy, I don't understand. Did you not hear Jason Garrett say that his rookie year they could have fined him 500 times because he couldn't show up for a meeting on time? And they had to coddle him, they had to baby him. And that is all well and good when he's putting up 1,200 yards a season. But when he stops that, you had to know that the time was going to end, and it was going to end quickly. They were not going to give him a Kobe Bryant-type contract that the Lakers did at the end of his career.
That era, and I'm not just talking about the NFL, but Major League Baseball, the NBA, professional sports in general, that era is over.
That's true.
You are no longer going to get money for your past performances well into your 30s. If you are a 30-year-old free agent in Major League Baseball, you're going to be paid like a 30-year-old free agent. You're not going to be paid, oh, hey, you hit 40 home runs when you were 26 years old 2 years ago with another team. We're going to pay you for that effort. It's ridiculous. And as with any business model, it reached the point of no return. And Major League Baseball saw with this past offseason exactly what a course correction looks like when it comes to how they value player salaries and contracts, and you're seeing this. We've seen it for a long time in the NFL. The NFL is about cutthroat of a professional sports league as you can get. The money, a lot of the money's not guaranteed. You see guys getting dumped all the time the day before they're due. Roster bonuses and guaranteed money kicks in. It's a business. And I think sometimes we forget about that because, as you hear all the time from the, especially from the stick to sports crowd, well, sports is my respite from the real world. I use sports as a way to escape my problems at home or my problems at work or just general life problems. I just want to sit in front of the old boob tube and watch my favorite sports team. Well, that's all fine and dandy, but there's not a whole lot of innocence in that anymore because you've got situations like millions and millions and millions of dollars on the line, and there's no room for sentimentality. I'm sure there are probably some Cowboys fans out there that are just devastated. One of them was whining about it on ESPN's national programming for the first hour of his show today. But at the end of the day, you're not losing sleep when any other team does it. Don't be surprised when your favorite team cuts a guy loose.
And I seem to remember about 5-6 years ago. This would have been, right around 2011, 2012. Many Cowboys fans saying, this guy isn't that good. Why do they keep him around with all the headaches that he's posing? He was talented at the time, really hadn't broke out yet until that 2012 season. It's like he hasn't been consistently good enough to put up with the crap that he gives you. And now all of a sudden you want to get sentimental with the guy? I guess I go back to what you said, Todd, at the beginning. I don't understand where the surprise is coming. In fact, I look at this and say, maybe it's a year too late.
Sean on the text line with the line of reasoning that if he were Dez Bryant, he would go to Washington, New York, or Philadelphia or if he were those franchises, they would be interested, because a Dez who is upset and playing with a chip on his shoulder against the Cowboys is going to be good for at least two great games a season, and I completely understand that. And he has said via Twitter and his social media feeds today that if he didn't have an edge before, if there wasn't a chip on his shoulder or something driving him, that this move today is going to be what pushes him to whatever next level he can possibly have left in the tank at this point in his career. I go back to the elite type. That gets overused all the time. And who cares if he's not elite anymore? He's still good. And teams are always in need of good players. You need a good starting pitcher.
He's
like Anibal Sanchez. Don't get me started on Anibal Sanchez and the Cubs today.
He's creeping dangerously close to mediocre. Or not necessarily mediocre, but just above average. The fact that...
What is wrong with above average?
I agree, but he's going the wrong direction. He can't catch.
Hey, as long as you've got him, as long as you've got him until average, then you're coming out ahead.
I hope that he can use the chip on his shoulder, but maybe feel the chip in his hands, because he has not been able to catch the ball the last 2 years. And that's kind of important when you're a wide receiver.
Kids, if you're out there and you're listening to the program and you're in the car with mom or dad right now, there is absolutely nothing wrong with being average. Average means that there are 50% of the people out there who are better than you, but you're still better than 49.9% of
the
other kids.
What do they used to say? C's get degrees? I didn't say that. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with being average. And if you're above average, teams will take you until you get to that point where you're not providing enough for them, and then they'll go out and they'll find somebody younger and better, maybe a non-drafted free agent. I was reminded today, he spent 15 years in the NFL like Colin Cole did. He's going to be with us here coming up in about 10 minutes. You kind of forget the little details. Like, you would assume a guy who played 15 years in the NFL got drafted.
Yes, you would.
Colin Cole was a non-drafted free agent. So, you got talent. You can help a team, they will bring you on board. And I'm looking forward to talking to Colin. He's actually back in Eastern Iowa along with his wife. They're having a benefit in Iowa City for, I believe it's cancer research and cancer funds. That's coming up tomorrow in downtown Iowa City. He's going to tell us a little bit about that. We mentioned the Iowa baseball team in progress right now. Game one of a Friday doubleheader in Lincoln. Kyle is going to have an update on how the Hawkeyes are doing. They were leading as we came on the air, but I don't know whether that's still the case or not. He'll be able to tell you in just a few minutes. Your first big board update of the day is on the way. 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM with you until 7 o'clock tonight. No Minnesota Twins baseball. Twins and White Sox weathered out in the Twin Cities today. Hail coming down at Target Field as they made the decision to postpone the game today. And snow is in the forecast in the Twin Cities this weekend, so I don't know how many of those games we'll see between the Twins and the White Sox. But boy, oh boy, was Jose Berríos on last night. 11 strikeouts over 7 innings. The former Cedar Rapids Colonels right-hander blossoming into the ace of the Twins rotation before our very eyes. Back with more after this.
Used car and truck shoppers, this weekend and only in beautiful Hiawatha. Pre-owned power buy pricing at the McGrath Used Car Campus through Monday night. This is the sale of over 2,500 quality used vehicles from $39.88. And full-size pickups, Silverados, F-150s, Sierras, power price from $11,988. Nowhere else in eastern Iowa, only at McGrath Used Car Campus. I-380 and Boyson Road in beautiful Hiawatha. Through Monday night, power by prices from $39.88. With credit amnesty, nobody's held back. You're approved. And at the McGrath Used Car Campus, full-size pickups from $11,988. The perfect gift for a graduating senior? Late model Chevy Cruzes from $10,988. Pre-owned power buys, every budget, every make and model. Cars from $39.88. Trucks from $11,988. And with credit amnesty, you're approved. the McGrath Used Car Campus through Monday night, I-380 and Boyson Road. For details, log on McGrathAuto.com.
Hi there. I'm here for your basement.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on short notice.
Yeah, what seems to be the problem?
It's my basement. It's bad.
Sure, let's take a look.
No, you don't understand. It's gotten a little out of hand. A pipe leaked in the ceiling and it never quit.
Well, let's assess the damage.
Okay. Hi there.
Who's this?
I told you it was bad.
You two look like you could use ponchos.
The other day it was just a leak, and then this happened.
You know where the shutoff valve is?
Ah, feel that breeze.
I think it's over by that dinghy.
A plumber, are you? Say, I could use a guy like you. Have any experience on boats?
As a matter of fact, I do. My father was a lobster fisherman up in Nova Scotia for many years.
You don't say.
Yeah, I really only took this plumbing gig to earn a little extra scratch, but really...
Not again.
Home in need of repair? Don't drown in debt. Get a loan. Go to Paco. DePaco Community Credit Union. With low rates and local service, getting money has never been easier. Apply now at DePaco.com.
DePaco Community Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender.
Want to enhance your current career or start a new career but don't know where to begin? Look no further than Upper Iowa University. Stop by the Cedar Rapids Center on April 18th from 4 to 7 p.m. to learn more about UIU's exceptional graduate programs that you can easily fit into your busy schedule. Visit uiu.edu/Cedar Rapids or call 319-848-8488 to RSVP. Upper Iowa University Cedar Rapids Center. Education built for life.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
What the hell are you guys all dressed up for?
The Cubs being dominated by Anibal Sanchez today at Wrigley Field. It was 90s day today at Wrigley Field, so a little bit of a throwback. The Atlanta Braves handing the Cubs their lunch. It will be okay. Yu Darvish was not even looking above average today at times. It will be okay. It is only April 13th, as we're reminded. Friday the 13th. So, of course, bad things are going to happen, right? Is there anybody out there who goes out of their way on days like today, Friday the 13th, to avoid even going out in public? Do you suffer from, I believe the term is triskaidekaphobia? 319-366-1600. The number, I'm semi-superstitious, but the number 13 has never meant anything to me more than after
fact,
12 and before 14.
I forgot that it was Friday the 13th until you just brought it up.
Well, I'm sorry if I ruined your day.
No,
please
it's
avoid,
all good.
Please avoid any black cats, and if there are any ladders or scaffolding between the door and your car tonight, do not walk underneath them. I don't walk under ladders just for safety reasons. It's not anything to do with being superstitious. We're going to talk with Colin Cole, the former Hawkeye and NFL veteran, in just a few minutes. I understand his wife, Kay, is also going to be on the program with us as well, so very excited about that. They're back in Eastern Iowa. They make their home now in Charlotte, North Carolina, where Colin played for a number of years with the Panthers and trying to raise some money this weekend for a very worthy cause. So happy to have them aboard with us. We mentioned the Hawkeye baseball team in action playing at Haymarket Field in Lincoln today. Huskers and Hawks hoping to get two games in, game one in progress right now. And for an update on that and more, here's Kyle with a big board update.
Yeah, like Todd just said, Iowa baseball is playing a doubleheader with Nebraska as part of a weekend series, going for its seventh consecutive Big Ten series victory. And right now the Hawkeyes are leading game one 3-1 in the eighth. Iowa's Noah Fant led the country with 11 touchdowns from the tight end position last season and appears destined for a career in the NFL, and that became even truer at spring testing yesterday. With a 42-inch vertical and a 3.95-second pro agility drill, Fant not only broke all-time program records, but both would have been best among all pass catchers at the combine, that's receivers or tight ends. He'll be draft eligible after this season. Fant caught a touchdown in Iowa's Pinstripe Bowl victory back in December, and the athletic department announced today that they came out with a $480,000 in profit from that bowl game. The Colonels stayed undefeated to start the season with a 9-5 comeback victory over the Peoria Chiefs last night. They trailed 4-0 entering the sixth inning, but reigning first overall draft pick Royce Lewis broke the seal with a 3-run homer, and the Colonels went on to score 9 runs over the next 3 innings. They start a weekend series hosting the Clinton Lumber Kings tonight with Brian Sammons on the mound beginning at 6:35. There's just one spot remaining in the USHL playoff field, and the Rough Riders trail the Chicago Steel by only 1 point for said spot with only 2 games remaining. You can see those 2 final games here in Cedar Rapids this weekend. They've got the Des Moines Buccaneers tonight and the Madison Capitals tomorrow.
Best of luck going out to Coach Carlson and the Riders as they try to chase down, I believe it's the Chicago Steel for that last. Chicago has Central Illinois, which is terrible, in a home-and-home this weekend. So they're probably going to edge the Riders out. But, hey, they need all the support they can get at the stable tonight. So if you're looking for something to do, maybe head on over for some hockey. I'd say head on, check out the Colonels. You can do that too, but their best days are still ahead of them. Their warmest days are still ahead of them. Colin Cole joins us next.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Kevin Winter. Dez Bryant, no longer a member of the Dallas Cowboys. The wide receiver was cut today after 8 years with the team. He was due to make $12.5 million this year at a cap hit of $16.5 million. ESPN's Jeff Saturday.
You get to the point where you're getting paid as the one receiver, you got to be the one receiver. And he hasn't been that the last couple seasons. He could still be productive, but you can't be at that $12.5 million, $16.5 million cut. It's the business side of the game at this point.
Dez has never had 100 receptions in a season. He has three 1,000-yard receiving seasons, but his production has been down ever since he signed his five-year, $70 million contract. Team owner Jerry Jones said on a statement, it wasn't an easy decision, but ultimately we have to go in a new direction. Other news out of the NFL, free agent quarterback Mark Sanchez has been hit with a four-game suspension to start next year for testing positive for a banned substance. On Instagram, Sanchez says, quote, I was blindsided by the news today. Major League Baseball this afternoon. They have gone final at Wrigley. The Braves have a 4-0 win over the Chicago Cubs.
Brought to you by Pizza Hut. Get two medium two-topping pizzas for just $5.99 each. It's the deal you want on the pizza you crave. $5.99 medium pizzas, because no one out-pizzas the Hut.
Fixing your pavement can be more affordable than you think. Spring into action and stop dodging those cracks and potholes. Call Paint Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Paint Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Paint Asphalt. See them at paintasphalt.com.
Battery testing from AutoZone helps you do a lot. It saves someone from buying a new battery they didn't need. It helps start a truck, a car, a minivan. Not once, but twice. And it proved that this ride only had a loose cable. Just one less thing to worry about. And it's just one of the services that AutoZone offers for free. From battery testing to helpful advice, doing more is what we do best. So visit any of our 5,500 AutoZone locations nationwide today. See store for details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, are you just gonna stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it! Drum solo! Ow, that hurts my fingers.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Hi, I'm Jason Greer of Greer Tank and Welding in Fairbanks, Alaska. We get some pretty tough conditions here, like wind, snow, and extreme cold, which is probably why the Post-it Notes folks came and gave us a bunch of their new Post-it Extreme Notes to test out, and they didn't disappoint. I've stuck them on all sorts of rough surfaces, like brick, wood, and concrete. And I have to say, these things really help me communicate with my team on the job. Post-it Extreme Notes, water-resistant with Dura-Hold paper and adhesive. They're tailored for tough.
It's no secret around here. I like things my way. My way keeps our customers happy. My way keeps us on budget. My way keeps this place running. And my way means ordering from Grainger. They've got what we need when we need it. With simplified checkout, dedicated customer reps, and knowledgeable product experts, I can order online, on the phone, or at a branch the way I like it. My way. When it comes to effortless ordering, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back to the Todd Bottlecamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Look at this guy, so hopped up on goofballs and grass, he's got no idea what's going on.
Welcome back in. Friday's Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, brought to you by Two Rivers Bank and Trust. Make them your neighborhood bank. They've got locations in Iowa City and Coralville. You can find them online at tworivers.bank. Checking that's actually free at Two Rivers Bank. No minimum balance, no monthly service charge, and ATM refunds. Two Rivers Bank, member FDIC. Great program for you. Coming up in hour number two, we'll talk Cyclone football with Alex Halstead. Iowa State not holding its spring game this weekend due to the weather forecast. They certainly are not alone. A number of schools slated to have open practices or spring games this weekend have called theirs off, including Wisconsin, and as we found out Wednesday, Michigan also has shelved its spring game this year. Love it or leave it is on the way in the middle hour as well. And then coming up 6 o'clock hour, our final chat with Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com inside the big hour. And we'll catch up with James Daniels, who currently is touring the United States.
He is.
And visiting with various NFL franchises. I read a profile on the Detroit Lions website earlier today about James Daniels. I'm
anxious to hear how all the visits are going and what the NFL scouts are talking to him about. Also anxious to get an update on the hamstring. I know that's been bothering him a little bit during the course of the process.
Got to watch those centers and their hammies.
Yeah, exactly. He hasn't been able to run at either the pro day or the combine. So hopefully he's ready to go, because he's going to get drafted here shortly, and then mini camp is in May.
Plenty to get to, as we mentioned, Iowa and Nebraska playing a doubleheader today in Lincoln. We'll keep you updated on game one as it continues to play out. The Cubs and Braves have gone final at Wrigley Field today, 4-0 Atlanta. And the hand-wringing continues for Cubs fans, especially in regard to Yu Darvish, who was not extremely on today. We'll leave it at that. Injuries have started to take their toll on one of the most surprising teams in baseball this year, the New York Mets. They're now going to be without catcher Travis d'Arnaud for the remainder of the season. He's got to undergo Tommy John surgery. Unfortunately, their number two catcher, Kevin Plawecki, whom Hawkeye baseball fans may remember from his days as a Purdue Boilermaker, also injured. So the Mets are looking for somebody to handle that talented pitching staff that they have. Those five guys that are in the rotation right now have never all pitched back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back. First time they ever did it was this week, and the Mets were 5-0.
What is it about that franchise and injuries? It's a mystery.
I can't tell you. Somebody else that used to work here probably could. 319-366-1600. Pleased to be joined now by one of my all-time favorite Hawkeyes, and I do mean that. I love this guy. Followed his entire career in the NFL, and happy to see him back in Eastern Iowa, and happy to see him raising money for a good cause. That's why we're talking with Colin Cole and his wife on the program tonight. Colin, how you doing?
Doing great, fellas. Thank you for having us on. We are excited to be able to talk to you.
No problem. You played at Iowa for a number of years. You know exactly what this weather's like, don't you?
Yeah, you know what? Vaguely remember it, but I'm getting a stark reminder, I tell you that.
What's the temperature in Charlotte, North Carolina today?
I want to say it's somewhere in the 70s, maybe, and or maybe low 80s. But, it's a little bit different than what it is here.
Colin, I hear that you've been around the team for the past couple of days. Anything sticking out to you?
What's sticking out is spring, and you know, it's a time of year to get better. It's a time to really focus on a lot of different techniques, and I'm excited to say that I've seen a lot of growth out of a number of guys that may not have been, you know, at the top of the list to start camp, to start spring ball. Some guys are making some strides. I'm seeing a lot of growth, and I'm excited to see how we end up fielding this year. And, I really feel like defensively, although we graduated three linebackers, three key components to this defense, as well as a number of other seniors, the defense has been stepping up to the challenge throughout the spring as long as I've been here. And I'm excited to see them continue to grow and get better.
You've been retired for the last couple years. How often do you get a chance to keep up with the Hawkeyes? Are Saturdays Iowa Day for you and your household?
Oh, absolutely. We tune in. We get the Big Ten Network going. If it's not on local TV, or not on ESPN or anything like that, we get it going. And we love making sure that we tune in. And thankfully, there's been a number of primetime games that it hasn't been hard to find. But yeah, we get just about every game. And if there's an issue with the TV, you know, computer does a great job of picking up the Big Ten Network as well.
You mentioned kind of seeing the guys on the defensive side of the football. You were a defensive lineman. What do you see as far as potential, especially with the defensive ends, but also trying to build depth on the interior of that defensive line?
Well, no, it all definitely starts up front. And Coach Ferentz has always been a great coach and done a great job of building this team inside out. I mean, up front, back, inside out. And that's on both sides of the ball. From the line going back and from the inside of the line going out. I've seen a lot of great progress by the interior guys. They're sending a couple guys around, giving a couple guys different opportunities. I'm seeing some guys step in that haven't necessarily played defensive tackle that are learning some different techniques that are playing really well. And, you know, it's early. It's a spring ball. So they got some time to continue to mature and continue to get better. And I'm just excited to see guys that are willing to compete and fight and continue to work their butts off to get better.
Talking with former Hawkeye and NFL veteran Colin Cole. We'll chat with you for a couple more minutes, and then we can bring your better half on. Does that sound all right to you, Colin?
Absolutely. I'm ready for whatever you guys got for us.
And we are going to get into why you and your wife are back in Eastern Iowa here coming up in just a little bit. The NFL draft is right around the corner. Does that bring back some memories to you? I know you worked hard to get ready for the draft and then ultimately wound up going undrafted your senior year at Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think that was probably one of the better things that happened for me for my career, because it definitely turned it helped me really focus in and understand that there's nothing that's going to be given to me or anybody else. And I had to work very hard. And, you know, the fact that I was able to go through that setback, I don't even call it a setback, but go through that position of having to kind of grind and be one of the last guys on the roster at times really, really helped me learn how to be a professional and how to really focus on the things that would help me be better. So for the young guys that are getting the opportunity this year to go into the draft, you know, this is not the ending point. This is just the beginning. And this is a job interview. Everything that you do is a job interview. Everything that they take part in is a job interview. And I think that the guys that are coming out from this university are going to be a good group of guys that are going to get opportunity if they so wish it to be.
Now, Colin, I've been waiting to ask you this question all day. I have a younger sibling who's probably going to be in exactly the same situation as an undrafted player coming up here in a couple of weeks, trying to make a name for himself in the NFL. What advice would you give him and the rest of the guys who don't get drafted and are getting ready for minicamp in a few weeks?
Well, I would start with, first and foremost, the fact that it doesn't really matter where you start. You know, there are teams, let's be honest, NFL is a huge organization. It's a huge, huge entity. And like it or not, there are people that just get invited to training camps just to be a part of training camps because they need people to be a part of it. Guys tend to take advantage of that when they feel like they have a chip on their shoulder and they really want to do the job. They end up coming in, learning everything as quickly as they can, and really taking advantage of their opportunities. So for your younger sibling, I would say this. Do not worry about where you go in the draft or undrafted. Do not worry about the depth chart. Do not worry about things that are outside of your control. The only thing that you can control, the only thing you can worry about is what you can control. That's the only thing that you can worry about. And focusing on making sure you have every detail into your assignments, making sure that whenever your number is called, you're prepared and you're ready to go, and understanding that you may have left school on top, but you're definitely at the beginning stages where you get to the league, and you have a lot of work to do. So there's work involved. You got to get it done because there are grown men that are protecting their jobs. So you're definitely trying to take one of those, and it's not easy. It's not like people are going to fight for their jobs in terms of working as hard as they can within their organizations to continue with their jobs. So focus, stay focused, always work as hard as you possibly can, and always Know your assignments before you step out on the field.
What he's not telling you is that his younger brother is an offensive lineman. You would have chewed him up and spit him out if you were, ever went up against him, Colin. But member of Kirk Ferentz's first recruiting class at Iowa. You went through the ups and downs, one game in your first year, and of course ended the highest of highs. We began the program today about 45 minutes ago with a clip of you and Holly Rowe on the field at the Metrodome after the Hawkeyes beat the Gophers to what everybody thought at the time was maybe punching a ticket to the Rose Bowl. It wound up being the Orange Bowl in USC. But as you look back on your time at Iowa, what did that mean to you, the fact that you were able to get in here on the ground floor and build something special?
I would have to say that one of my main purposes in coming to Iowa was the fact that Coach Ferentz was coming in and he was going to be the first time head coach here. And having the opportunity to come to a place where there weren't necessarily a lot of expectations in terms of wins and losses, or being able to be a part of something that I can actually supplant and put myself in and help turn around. It's kind of the same situation in my high school career where I went to a school that didn't do great in football, but between myself and a couple of other guys that came in, Fred Barr, who was also a senior, who also came in here as a freshman, we both went to school together, and you know, we helped turn the tides there. We did the same thing here, but it was a lot more effort. It was a lot of guys that were involved in that, not just the players, not just the Dallas Clarks or the Eric Steinbachs or the Brad Bankses of the world, but there are a number of guys that put in so much effort to make our team better and really, really helped us turn the corner. And you know, it was a difficult time, you know, starting off with one win and being away from home and being a little homesick and not seeing the success on the field. But thankfully, I stuck around and was able to see it through and see this group of guys and see this team really see, you know, get to where they were able to do. And thankfully, I'm really thankful to be a part of that.
If we went back in time to that 1999 season and I told you that Kirk Ferentz was still going to be coaching the Hawkeyes 20 years later, 19 years later, whatever it is, would you have believed me?
I don't know that I would even have been able to answer that question had you asked me that question back then. But considering the landscape of what football has become over the last 20 years, not just on the collegiate level but in the professional ranks and everywhere, these jobs are obviously so expendable for these people. And mainly, I would have to say, it's probably more so the folks that are the decision makers, the folks that are actually the ones that sign the checks. But at the end of the day, though, when you look at it, it really speaks well to the university. And the fact that they're able to have vision and understanding that these kids, when they are told by a head coach that, you know, that head coach is going to take care of them, you know, they're going to put them in a position where they can be successful, so on and so forth. But then they take a job somewhere else, they're basically leaving those kids in a bad spot. Whereas this group, this head coach, these coaches, they have been here for so long. They put so much work into it, and it's been such an awesome joy and thing to watch. Because if nothing else, the consistency in having him at the helm, having Coach Kirk Ferentz at the helm, has really supplanted Iowa as a great, great program.
All right, is Dr. Cole there with you?
Oh yeah, she is right here by my side.
Can we make the handoff? Hi, it's Kay, right?
It is.
Okay, I wanted to make sure I was pronouncing that right. Kay Cole, Colin's wife. You guys met at the University of Iowa, so it's got to be special for you guys to come back to Eastern Iowa. You guys are having a benefit tomorrow in downtown Iowa City. I want you to be able to tell our listeners a little bit about what you're back in the area and what you're trying to raise money for.
Sure. So I was nominated for Woman of the Year for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And one of the things that we wanted to do to raise awareness as well as funds were to have events in places where we feel like we're supported. And we've gotten a lot of support from our Hawkeye family here. So this presented an opportunity for us to come back. And tomorrow we're having kind of a very informal get-together over at Gray's from 6 to 8 p.m. And we're going to just share what we're doing, talk a little bit about what my nomination is all about and how we want to raise funds for an amazing organization.
You've got, tell me a little bit about Cancer Messed with the Wrong Hawkeye. How did you guys settle on that that moniker?
Yeah, so I have a friend that who has a friend whose daughter passed away from cancer several years ago. And once my nomination came about, it was around the same time that they were trying to find another arm for a foundation that they have. Once my nomination came about, we got together and decided that this would be a great way to raise funds. And so I came up with Cancer Messed with the Wrong Hawkeye. And essentially, it's almost like a battle cry, so to speak, to cancer. You know, it's a punch in the face for cancer. And so we thought it would be an amazing way to get our Hawkeye family involved. And so far, it's been doing pretty well.
How can people get involved? How can people donate?
Great question. So we'll be at Grays tomorrow. If you're unable to come to Grays, Colin has information on his Twitter account. I have information on my Twitter account, as well as our social media, all of our social media accounts. That's Instagram and Facebook. And I could give you all that information. You can go to www.detourtowonderland.com.
Now, I got to ask you this. I know Colin's got a goal of raising $50,000 by the end of next month, and if he hits that goal, do I have this right? He's going to shave his head?
Yes, he's going to cut it all off.
Now, you've known him since you were dating him at Iowa. How do you feel about that? Because when I think of Colin, one of the things I think about is the hair.
Yes, I've never seen Colin without hair before, like ever. So I guess it's like trading in an old Cadillac, I guess, and getting a new one.
How close is he to the $50,000? Where are we at?
We're not sure, and we were told we couldn't tell.
Ah.
Like, right, yeah.
That's a good way to
keep the numbers under wraps.
Yeah, it's a good way to get some more money there involved. So the event is tomorrow from 6 to 8 at Gray's. It's on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City, for those of you who may not be aware. And we'll dig up that information and make sure that we pass it along. But, Kay, make sure that you thank Colin for joining us today. Both of you, thank you for taking the time to join us. And best of luck, not only in this endeavor, but moving forward with the Cole Group and all of the work that you guys are doing to help former athletes with different ventures in their life. It sounds like quite the fulfilling journey that you and Colin and the family are on. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, guys. Thank you guys so much for having us. And we really appreciate it. And we're so thankful to be back in Iowa City and be able to do this and bring this about. And the biggest thing that we always want to remember and try to pass along is that we all have different aches and different things that we deal with in life, but ultimately, children, grown-ups, everybody, we need to remember that there are people out there that have to suffer from different ailments, and this cancer is a really serious one, and we just want to do all we can to kind of give back and help out with this cause. So hope you guys can make it down tomorrow night to Grace.
All right, 11 years in the NFL, 4 in a Hawkeye uniform. Thanks a lot, Colin. We appreciate it, man. Best of luck.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. You guys have a great one.
And you can follow him on Twitter at ColinCole91. And I feel like we could have done another hour with Colin. He is, as I said, one of my all-time favorite Hawkeyes. We were students at Iowa. I covered him when I was at the Daily Iowan. Was around that team a lot. He and Fred Barr and the nucleus of that great Iowa defense. And enjoyed following him in the NFL. He is not afraid to speak his mind on a number of issues. I would have loved to have been able to chat with him about what's going on in the NFL, the social strife that is sort of tearing the NFL apart at the fabric and pitting one side of the aisle against the other. Again, we could have done an hour with him. The event, again, is from 6 to 8 tomorrow at Gray's in downtown Iowa City. They're raising money for a very worthy cause, and we'll do our best to spread the information. We'll put a link on our Facebook page. We do have a Facebook page. They have not shut Mark Zuckerberg down, despite the Mark's very bad, not so good week testifying in front of Congress in Washington, D.C. Our Facebook page is KGYM Radio. If you have not already liked us, please do so. LowTUSA.com is a website to go to learn more about Mantality. Mantality is a men's health clinic in North Liberty that specializes in, you're never going to believe this, men's health. One of the number one things that comes to mind when you say men's health, testosterone levels, specifically low testosterone levels. Men over the age of 40 are definitely at risk of suffering from low testosterone, and you do suffer from low testosterone. It can affect a number of things in your life. Well, Mantality can safely and effectively treat you for low testosterone. As a matter of fact, over 90% of their patients are back to normal. I say normal. Some of them have even better lives after getting treated at Mantality. You can learn more, everything you need to know, frequently asked questions, all of that stuff. Again, visit their website, LowTUSA.com. We're going to keep it here and send things over to Kyle. He's going to give you a big board update.
Iowa baseball is playing a doubleheader with Nebraska as part of a weekend series, going for its seventh consecutive Big Ten series victory, and right now the Hawkeyes are leading Game 1 7-1 in the bottom of the ninth. Iowa's Noah Fant led the country with 11 touchdowns from the tight end position last season and appears destined for a career in the NFL, and that became even truer at spring testing yesterday. With a 42-inch vertical and a 3.95-second pro agility drill, Fant not only broke all-time program records, but both would have been best among all pass catchers at the combine, that's receivers or tight ends. He'll be draft eligible after this season. He caught a touchdown in Iowa's Pinstripe Bowl victory back in December, and the athletic department announced today that the football program came out with a $480,000 profit. The Colonels stayed undefeated to start the season with a 9-5 comeback victory over the Peoria Chiefs last night. They trailed 4-0 entering the sixth inning, but reigning first overall draft pick Royce Lewis broke the seal with a 3-run homer, and the Colonels went on to score 9 runs over the next 3 innings. They start a weekend series hosting the Clinton Lumber Kings tonight with Brian Sammons on the mound beginning at 6:35. There's just one spot remaining in the USHL playoff field, and the Rough Riders trail the Chicago Steel by only 1 point for said spot with only 2 games remaining. You can see those 2 final games here in Cedar Rapids this weekend. They've got the Des Moines Buccaneers tonight and the Madison Capitals tomorrow.
So that event tomorrow, by the way, and I feel like we should point this out to folks who are interested, it is free. There is no cost to go to it. It's just an opportunity for you to learn more about their campaign against cancer. They are going to have the Cancer Messed with the Wrong Hawkeye t-shirts available to purchase there. Gray's is located at 115 East College Street. And again, that'll run from 6 to 8 tomorrow. And you never know who you may run into there. I'm sure many of his former Hawkeye teammates and coaches may be stopping by to lend their support as well. So big thank you to Colin and Kay Cole, Dr. Kay Cole, for joining us on the program today. From Iowa to Iowa State, Alex Halstead breaks down the Cyclones with us next.
If you're drafting a
next.
If you're